From Storyflow, this is your daily audio brief. It's Dex, September 12th. Here's what I'd flag across crypto and the Alpha desk this morning. Let's get into it. First, from Crypto Briefing, BlackRock ETF clients purchase $149 million in Ethereum as institutional appetite surges. $149 million in Ethereum just rolled in from BlackRock ETF clients, which is a pretty solid indicator of institutional interest ramping up. This isn't just a blip, it shows that mainstream adoption is gaining traction. But you know how it goes, more institutional money can also mean more volatility, especially when sentiment swings. It's fascinating to see these large players diving into Ethereum, and it could set the stage for some interesting market dynamics. Keep an eye on how this plays out, as it might influence broader trends in crypto adoption. For listeners who want low-fee crypto exposure, our markets partner Kraken supports Ethereum, link in show notes. Next, second, from Crypto Briefing, Bitcoin ETFs see $13 million outflows while Ethereum ETFs pull in $216 million in a single day. Bitcoin ETFs saw outflows of $13 million, while Ethereum ETFs attracted a solid $216 million in just one day. This stark contrast is telling us something about where institutional interest is shifting. It looks like investors are reallocating their strategies, favoring Ethereum over Bitcoin at the moment. The implications here could be significant. If this trend continues, we might see more institutions leaning towards Ethereum, which could impact market dynamics. Keep an eye on how these flows evolve. They often reflect broader sentiment and can influence price movements. For listeners who want low-fee crypto exposure, our markets partner Kraken supports Bitcoin and Ethereum, link in show notes. Up next, third, from Crypto Briefing, $346 billion in tokenized assets now spans 47 different asset types. The diversification of tokenized assets across 47 types highlights blockchain's growing role in transforming traditional finance sectors. The post $346 billion in tokenized assets now spans 47 different asset types appeared first on Crypto Briefing. And then, fourth, from Crypto Potato, Ethereum targets October 6 for Glamsterdam's Sepolia fork. Ethereum developers have tentatively scheduled the Glamsterdam upgrade for Ethereum's Sepolia testnet on October 6 at 1353 UTC. Even as private DevNet testing continues to uncover bugs, the date gives developers a path toward a December mainnet release, but it remains conditional on whether the next testing phase can produce a stable network. Protocol specialist Christine D. Next, fifth, from U.Today, Shiba Inu SHIB, Hyperliquid Hype, Binance Coin BNB and Zcash CSC price analysis for September 12, sudden surge. Disclaimer. The funny only. You did conduct your own research by contacting financial experts before making any investment decisions. We believe that all content is accurate as of the date of publication, but certain offers mentioned may no longer be available. Up next, 6, from B in Crypto, Bitcoin vs Zcash, Grayscale reveals which is more profitable to mine. Zcash mining has become significantly more profitable than Bitcoin mining for individuals. That is the finding of a new analysis from Grayscale Research. Research director Zach Candle found that Bitcoin dominates in total scale. ZEC, however, currently delivers stronger returns per machine and per unit of electricity consumed. Bitcoin miners collectively earn approximately $35 million in daily rewards, according to Grayscale, far exceeding the roughly $2 million Zcash miners generate. That gap reflects Bitcoin's vastly larger network and hash rate. And then, 7th, from Crypto Slate, Elbitcoin resumes trading with reserves covering just 85% of supply. Sideswap reopened its markets on Liquid while the network's route back to Bitcoin remained closed. The split gives Liquid Bitcoin a market price before holders regain the process that converts Elbitcoin into Bitcoin. At 2255 UTC on Sept 10, a Blockstream Explorer endpoint showed 4,229 Elbitcoin outstanding. A simultaneous Bitcoin address reading for the cited Federation Reserve showed 3,601 Bitcoin. Those two readings imply reserve coverage of about 85.15% and a gap of roughly 627 Bitcoin at that moment. Sideswap's Sept 10 statement said Liquid was producing blocks and all Sideswap markets were open. Next, 8th, from Crypto Slate, why Nasdaq surveillance cannot settle the fight over 24/7 tokenized markets. Nasdaq's agreement to invest $100 million in Payward, Kraken's parent company, adds a planned surveillance rollout to a push into tokenized and always on markets. One day earlier, Citadel Securities asked U.S. regulators to keep products tied to public companies, including equity-linked event contracts and perpetual derivatives, inside the Securities and Exchange Commission's perimeter. Together, the two moves exposed the gate facing always-on markets. The disputed products use public company shares, prices, or reported financial metrics as reference points. That's the tape. Stay on chain, stay skeptical. Back tomorrow. New here. Grab you the only data of you seconds.